All right, it's time for another happy hour quick shot. If you like the quick shot, you should donate. So me and Andrew can do this every day during the football season. But we'll do it for like 25 minutes. This will only be 10. Andrew, the Saints are signing dead zombie receivers by the truckload. They signed Michael Floyd, and they signed Brandon Tate. I think between the two of them, they don't have a pulse. I know Trayvon Darrell broke his arm and is out for the year, but, dude, that's a lot of dead receivers to be signing in one day.
It is, and it's the old adage. I mean, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you know that Ralph is a Buddy D disciple.
Yes,
and
I am.
We always talk about how Buddy would tell you, don't listen to what the Saints say, listen to what they do. And when you sign two receivers on the same day, my mind immediately went to, is Michael Thomas dead? You know, is Ted Ginn a pedophile and they just found out? Did Cam Meredith break his other knee? I'm like doomsday right now.
You ramped up the dude to code orange. That's like Ralph quality dude.
I embraced for horrible receiver news impact.
You got your oxygen mask dropped from the ceiling. you got your pillow. You're in the crash position.
I've been breathing in a paper bag since yesterday evening, pretty much.
I mean, but on the flip side, I think you're partially right in that there's something going on. It could be that they, like Westhoff is like, get me a fucking guy that can catch two kickoffs or something. And they need Tate, or Floyd couldn't really do it. So I think it might be that. I mean, Sean Payton did make the bachelor jokes about the return game, but it might be that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, I think they had to sign a receiver because Floyd was out. So, you know, I'm sorry, Darrell was injured. So, you know, the Floyd signing makes sense. And I do think this is very similar to the Hakeem Nicks signing or the Steve Breston signing of a few years
ago. Oh, man, bring him back the hits.
Yeah, we're like, you know, it's kind of a low investment tryout for a guy that used to be really good, and maybe – he dips into the fountain of youth and surprises.
Wait, was Floyd ever really good? Are we sure that's the truth? Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, Floyd had like a 800-plus yard season with the Cardinals a couple years ago.
A couple? Like, I don't have an internet in front of me. I feel like it's more than a couple.
Yeah, I mean, I think his last productive season was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
He's still 28, so, you know, I think it's like Hakeem Nicks or Stevie Breston when the Saints sign those guys. I think it's like a name receiver that comes in, and, you know, if his head's on straight and he's kind of back to his prime, then maybe he can contribute. But more likely, that's not the case. And, you know, he'll spend a few weeks in training camp and play a couple preseason games and then get cut. I'm fully expecting that to happen. So, just because he has a name, I mean, I think the Saints are fine bringing him in because it's a low-risk investment. And I'm with you. I do think the Tate thing is explained by they just kind of hate their returners right now.
Yeah, and also, too, I know I made a joke on Twitter last night. You know, New England is having, like, massive receiver injury problems. So it could be Loomis looking around. You know, it's like when you shop at Marshall's or TJ Maxx and you're like, I need a chair, and you see like three shitty chairs at TJ Maxx, but you know that if you don't buy them, they're going to be gone the next week you come back. So Loomis looked at New England and is like, man, New England's got four receivers hurt. I got to sign the best ones they got out here. So he signed like two of them. It's like you buy the two shitty chairs at TJ Maxx knowing that it's not really a good idea, but like what else are you going to do? You might need them. And that's the thing with the Saints, right? Like if something happens to if something happens to Michael Thomas, right, they're going to roll out with Ted Ginn and Taquan Smith. And Taquan Smith, he's a camp superstar, and we love him, and the hype train be rolling. But, I mean, that's got to, like, keep Sean Payton up at night, the possibility of that. So, like, any, like, insurance you could buy, even if it's, like, shitty insurance of Michael Floyd and Brandon Tate, like, you got to, like, make the purchase, right? There's, like, nothing else out there.
Loomis flips either Tommy Lee Lewis or Brandon Coleman to the Patriots for a seventh-round pick, that might be the biggest heist of his career. I think that automatically makes him eligible for the Hall of Fame.
I think if he flipped Brandon Coleman to Belichick for a conditional seventh-round pick, dude, we are making the bust tonight. He gets a statue next to Benson, man. And the thing is, like, it's like they change trades so much with New England. Like, there's a non-zero possibility that it happens. Like, I could close my eyes and I can see Nick Underhill breaking that Twitter news at about 9:45 this morning. So I'm excited now. I got to get this quick shot up so you can call your shot.
Yeah, man. You know, at the end of the day, I still feel really good about the Saints' top four. And, you know, you're hearing a lot of pundits say that the top four is going to be tough to crack. And I really do think that's true. You know, right now, you know, obviously Michael Thomas, but behind him, I just feel like Traquan, Ted Ginn, and Cam Meredith are on pretty solid footing. And unless there's a serious injury, or Cam Meredith is, I mean, so far he's held up and he seems okay. So, you know, unless something crazy happens with those three guys or, you know, they start dropping every pass and fumbling in preseason or something, I just don't really see a lot of movement. To me, those are the four guys. And so, honestly, the fifth guy is going to have to bring something to the table, whether it's Brandon Coleman with his blocking, which is kind of a niche thing, or Brandon Tate with his return ability. Like, you're not going to make this team if you're just a decent receiver because, you know, once you're the fifth or sixth guy, usually the Saints don't keep more than five. You've got to have some utility or niche, thing that you bring to the roster beyond just catching the football.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is with training camp, right, and every year, you know, we go into training camp and there's questions about certain positions and certain guys and certain groups, right? And, you know, there's always one position that we worry about and we fret about, and it works out fine. And there's other positions where you don't think of it as a problem, and then suddenly during the year, you're like, holy shit, we didn't think, you know, last year we were like, oh, the offensive line is going to be fine, it's seven deep, and then they're injured, and suddenly they're on a Thursday night game, and they're playing fucking Laravius, and go, you know?
They did sign a tackle last night as well that, has like 25 career starts. And so I forget his name, but that makes me a little nervous because that tells me they don't really feel great about their tackles behind
what,
the starters.
Was Bryce Harris, was he like vacationing in Europe or something? Like, doesn't he have like a pager or like a, they alert him. They have like a special phone.
He has a bad signal. Just like put a flare into the sky.
It's instead of the bat signal, it's just a giant turnstick. It's just a giant turnstile, and they light it up, and it lights the sky, and he knows it's time to get back. I think receiver has the potential, Andrew, of not only like working out and being okay, like it has the potential to be really, I look at receiver and I see, like, it could go badly if Michael Thomas got hurt, but it could also go really, really well. Like, if Thomas is healthy and like, if Meredith is healthy, he's going to rip shit up. Quan Smith could rip shit up. You know, it's not like in other years where, like, the Saints have a question mark at a position and you're like, just don't be terrible. Just don't be a trash fire. Just don't be awful. Like, receiver, the upside on it is, even though we fret about it, like, I see great potential in it.
I still think Michael Thomas has to be healthy because he kind of unlocks everything else. Because, you know, Michael Thomas is good enough to attract your number one corner coverage at all times and still beat him. But, you know, I think if he's commanding that kind of attention, you know, that starts to put guys like Traquan or Meredith in the slot, potentially, or Ted Ginn in the slot against some pretty mediocre guys. And as you get deeper into the season, especially where, you know, teams have lost one or two corners and they're starting to play fifth-round draft picks or UDFAs and guys that, you know, frankly have no business being on the field, and you've got Cam Meredith in the slot lined up against them, I mean, that's where Drew Brees can just absolutely mow a team.
Yeah, because the Saints offense, you know, if healthy, you know, with Kamara and Ingram and Thomas, teams have to make a decision, right? They can't put their best and commit to stop everything. So there'll be a dude, whether it's Smith or a tight end or Benjamin Watson or whoever, who's going to get a really, really favorable matchup, and the teams will basically say, well, look, if Traquan Smith can go for 7 and 120 and 2, we're fucked. We don't think he can. Or if it's Ben Watson or whoever. So there's going to be a dude for the Saints that's going to get a fantastic matchup every week. It's just, can they take advantage of it? Can they be healthy? But overall, these signings, are you fully braced in for horrible, horrible news before 5 o'clock today?
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for the news to break any second.
I want it so bad to be Brandon Coleman traded to the Patriots. I want it so bad to you, Andrew. So that's the quick shot. We're out of time.